Coaches Insight programs, they continue on here tonight on KARE 93.7. I'm Brandon Tamman. We talk Jefferson County North Hoops now, and we're joined now by the girls' coach. That is Steve Noel, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. The Chargers, a 1-1 start through two games, and getting that first win of the season, comeback fashion on Tuesday night at home against a Big East League opponent in Jeff West, and then last week seeing a very good team in Rock Creek coming up on the short end there. But, Coach, we sit here at 1-1. How do you kind of dissect the first two games of the year?
Well, you know, we lost pretty bad out there at Rock Creek, and they were a pretty good team and very well coached, and ran into a team that played the same way we wanted to play, but they were a little more experienced, and they just kind of took us to us. We played them a good, I thought, first 12 minutes, and then after that, I think their experience kind of kicked in with them, and it just kind of deflated us a little bit. But we had some bright spots to build on, and I told the girls that. Then coming out last night, I think that kind of showed, just getting that first game under our belt, ready to go. We played much better last night.
Yeah, you guys came out and really didn't pick up that first lead till late in the game. You guys were down by as many as 12, I believe, at one point against Jeff West on Tuesday night. But again, you guys rally, you stay with it. You ultimately come out with the win, 43-42. So just a gutsy win, you know, for your team on Tuesday night.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, like I say, we got no seniors there on the varsity, and when we're still kind of inexperienced. We played hard. You know, that's the whole thing I can say, is we didn't execute some things the way we wanted to execute, but by playing hard and pushing the ball every chance we got, I think kind of wore Jeff West down a little bit, because they were playing well. And we just kept plugging away and started hitting some shots. We still missed some that we should hit, and I think once we get our legs to where we're a little more in shape, hopefully we're hitting those shots as well. But you know, we got a group there of, you know, we're playing pretty much 8 right now, and I think we could expand that a little bit in the rotation. But I think any one of those 6, 7, or 8 could lead us in scoring any given night. And last night it happened to be Gwen Blattner, hit some key shots for us. But, I mean, our scoring is going to be pretty even through all of them right there.
Boy, how clutch is it? You mentioned, again, the lack of seniors, you know, still a little bit of inexperience, playing a good team in a really good league. In a tight game like that, trailing, then coming from behind, and ultimately holding on for a one-point win, again, with the lack of senior leadership and just kind of the inexperience, at least to start right now, how nice was it to just see that, you know, roster of yours pull out a win like that?
Oh, you know, it's exciting, because I, you know, just looking at it, I thought, you know, by the end of the season, I think we can be a tough team, and I still think we can be. But I'm hoping kind of things are kind of moving ahead a little faster than I kind of had hoped, just because, you know, the girls, 6 of the 8 that I'm playing on varsity right now, have seen varsity experience. They either came off the bench last year or started last year. So they've got at least a year under their belt. Then we got 2 freshmen that are hopping in there and kind of picking up right where the others are at. And it's kind of nice that when we go to the bench, you know, we don't see a drop off right there. So I think once we get a little better shape and once we really figure out how we want to play, because like I say, we're playing hard, we're just not playing the way we want to yet, I think a lot of good things could happen down the road.
We get your 3rd straight non-league opponent on Friday night. This time you get Tonganoxie. What can you tell us about them?
Really, not anything yet. I just got a couple films in and hopefully have some time today tomorrow to kind of get over them. I know Austin Eckert, great coach when he was at Effingham. He's coaching them now. So I know they're going to be well coached and ready to go. And Austin's always had, you know, good game plans against us. So, you know, I think it'd be a good game. Good thing about it is what I like is seeing teams we haven't seen before. And it makes us have to do some things different. And it's better than seeing the same teams 2, 3, and 4 times a year.
JC and girls picking up that first win of the season Tuesday night against Jeff West. Comeback fashion, 43-42, sitting here at 1-1, and they get Tonganoxie on Friday night, another non-league game for the Chargers. Coach, that is, again, Steve Noel joining us here, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. We always appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brandon. We appreciate your coverage.